Hey, welcome back to JoJoBear.com, and it's Friday. Woo! I know you feel it, Friday. It's time to get out there on the weekend and tear it up. Goose is what helps me get loose. So, it's the Friday sex topic, so I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. Now, I got a lot of flack for making this my first topic, but I don't care because there's a lot out there, but this is the one I want to do first. So, how important is pubic hair, you know, the hair down there when it comes to doing the butt naked mambo? Now, not just for women, it seems when the issue of pubic hair is brought up, the women are the first thing that come to mind. I know, it can't be like that. So on both ends, how does pubic hair hold up, you know, when you're getting down? You know, of course, this has to do with oral sex mostly. So for starters, I can't stand the 70s bush on a woman. I mean, it's shocking in this day and age that someone doesn't at least keep it trim. I experienced this in the not so distant past. So let me paint you a picture. You know, we're kissing and getting hot and heavy, and JoJo Bear goes from boobs to belly to undies. You know, he's trying to score. So I get in there and politely put my hand down the undies, and what do I find? A cupcake with an ice cream cone swirl mound sides of hair that my hand has to navigate through. My finger was wiggling around so much I thought I was checking for change in an old phone booth. I never quite found any loose change. It actually felt like Chinese finger cuffs. You know, it was a bit much for my taste. Also, I kind of grew out of the whole shave like a baby thing. You know, I kind of grew out of it. Notice the double meaning, grew out of it. You know, it's the little things, people. So I didn't want it, you know, I don't want it to feel like I'm molesting a child, you know. A little hair is nice. So what is all right for a woman? Obviously, there isn't a right answer, but what does everyone think? I mean, if you like, you know, you can go cave girl status if you want, you know, let it grow out. You can get corn rolls and dreadlocks down there. You know, it might be sexy to some. And after thinking about it, I think I'm getting really turned on right now. So as far as the men, I would think a huge mane of pubes would be a little shocking and not cool. So I'd have to imagine that when a woman reaches for a shaft, she doesn't want to run into a mound of, you know, coarse barbed wire pubes. You know, if she were to jerk them off, it would sound like machinery turning, you know, something like that. I mean, a guy with a rail groom shaft would be better than a big fern tree with a German helmet poking out. I had a friend tell me she was going down on a guy, and that every time she put his manhood in her mouth, you know, just a little bit, his pubes were tickling the inside of her nose. You know, she said it kind of killed the mood, to say the least, you know. I've also heard that a totally shaved dude, you know, a totally shaved shaft and beanbag, it's not the best either. You know, guys will do this most of the time to make their junk look bigger. That's what I heard anyway. The girl that told me this said, you know, when he released his fury, you know, she almost laughed because it was unexpected. She was shocked. You know, she said she stared and rubbed with amazement for a minute. You know, she also said she blew him and did him anyway because he was hot. So maybe the pubes just didn't matter. So, ladies, what's best on a guy? You know, does it matter? You know, what is just horrible on a guy? You know, some guys take great pride in a big, you know, shaft bush. You know, like the Zohan or Ron Burgundy. I'm sure there are actual people that like their manes as well, not just movie people. But, you know, what's cool for a guy? So, JoJo Bear Steak, it's a personal preference, obviously. However, anyone, man or woman, would be just lazy not to trim the damn thing, at least. You know, maybe a total shave is a bit much. Well, for the guys, anyway. A shave on a girl can be okay, but a nice trim would be nice. You know, I once had a female friend tell me it looked like a snickerdoodle. You know, that seemed okay in my mind. You know, no big puffy bush, though. It's just not cool. You know, it's horrible. And as far as the boys, clean and trim should be good. Maybe a 2 on the sides and a 4 on top. You know, a nice little 4 on top. I will say this, though, gentlemen. If you can pull a pube, like pull it straight out, you know, if you can pull it, and it's longer than your clam chowder juice squirter, I would say trim it down. So, does this even translate into the bedroom? I mean, most guys would probably not let that stop them from doing the deed, because guys are guys. Sometimes we're dirty little animals. So how about the girls? Would you leave your guy with blue apples if he was just way too hairy down yonder? You know, let me know. Leave a comment here on Facebook. Email me. You know, let me know. Does pubic hair really have that much to do with the mood, or it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship and, you know, you just let it grow out because you're already comfortable. Let me know what this has to do with anybody, or what's cool on a guy, what's cool on a girl. So that's my spiel for the day. Everybody enjoy your weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend. Woo! I think I'm going for the Saints, even though I think Peyton Manning might pull it out. So obviously I'm undecided. I'm going to see you Monday. Go ahead and email your comments or topic suggestions. JosephGaioso@jo-jo-bear.com. You can put it on my Facebook too. This Monday I'll be using a topic that was actually emailed to me. So go ahead and check it out. Enjoy your weekend. Drink heavy. Root for your team. Go out to those Super Bowl parties and party it up. JoJo Bear out.